IFR pullback assessments are simplified when compared to FFR pullbacks because of the unique nature of baseline flow in IFR compared to hyperemic flow in FFR. Understanding the differences is the key to appreciating the benefits of IFR scalp pullback assessments. In hyperemic flow, each lesion influences the amount of blood flow that can pass through the other. The proximal lesion limits the amount of blood flow that the ventricle can push through the artery to the distal lesion, and the distal lesion limits the amount of blood flow that the microvasculature can pull through the artery. This pull might be described as a suction that comes from the microvasculature when the tiny vessels dilate after being compressed in systole, moving the blood flow forward through the vasculature when the heart is relaxed and not squeezing. When one lesion is treated, the flow dynamics through the remaining lesion are altered. Coronary vasodilator reserve is quickly restored, and the heart finds that it has the capacity to increase hyperemic blood flow. The pressure gradient across the remaining lesion changes, and so does the FFR value associated with that lesion. For this reason, an assessment made of the remaining lesions after stenting the first lesion may return a different FFR value or significance than the initial serial pullback indicated.